Earth Day may have come and gone, but for businesses hoping to green up their fleet of vehicles, the effort to be friendly to the Earth and to save money in the long run has to be a year-round commitment. And on that front, 4Refuel is working to make fleet fuel management and fuel delivery accessible to just about anyone who wants it. Bill Bishop is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at 4Refuel, and he joins us now to talk about the latest efforts at the company. Bill, how are things?
Things are really busy.
I would imagine so, and that's a good problem to have. Before we get into some of the latest news, though, I want to start with a recap of what 4Refuel does, because it has been a while since your last appearance on Business at Night. Tell our listeners a bit more about the company model.
Well, thanks, Greg. It's always nice when you have us on the radio. Our model simply is helping clients save money on fuel costs, and we do that in a couple of ways. The first way we do it is with on-site delivery, where it's handled professionally by guys that we train specifically to handle fuel. Training standards are the highest in the industry, so it reduces your risk exposure to workplace safety and to environmental safety.
Now, you have corporate offices and services available right across the country, but a lot of our listeners might think that this is something that really just applies to the big enterprise fleets. Does 4Refuel work with small fleets as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. We talk a lot about the big names we service, the big bottling and hamburger companies, but we do an awful lot of trade with the smaller guys. And the model applies that when we make it more economical to get your fuel, you save money and you use less fuel. And something that the small guys like particularly is the online reporting, because it gives you the tools that a big company has for managing its fuel, but you don't need any infrastructure and you don't need to be a big budget IT company.
Okay, so let's talk about there is the money angle, which we'll get to in a moment, but there's also the environmental angle, and I know you use the occasion of Earth Day to talk about how working with 4Refuel not only cuts down on your fuel costs for the fleet, but also is friendlier to the Earth at the same time. Let's talk about that. How does working with 4Refuel actually help on the environmental front?
Well, Earth Day was an excuse really to remind everybody of the benefits of using our service. What we did on Earth Day was we did a 12-month calculation of the greenhouse gases not emitted when clients had their fuel brought to them. That is, all the trips to the card lock that they saved. And that's where the savings come from, but it's also where the cost savings and fuel savings come from as well. The model is one truck fueling many. And you imagine one truck fueling hundreds in a fleet, you're going to save an awful lot of fuel, but also a lot of time.
Yeah, because really you have to consider that each and every one of those vehicles in the fleet has to be driven down to a fuel station somewhere, and that's lost time, it's lost productivity, but it's also polluting for no reason other than to put fuel in the vehicle. And wouldn't it be great if the fuel could come to your parking lot?
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time with our clients really consulting. We don't think of our sales team as a sales team. They're really consulting. And through the conversations we have with our clients through the year, we've determined that it's now about 45 minutes to get fuel. That's the time to for a truck or a piece of construction equipment to stop its regular work, leave the route, find a card lock, wait through the line, refill the tank, and get back to work. So 45 minutes in urban centers, a little bit longer in rural areas, sometimes shorter if you're not too far away, but 45 minutes is the average. And like you said, that's lost productivity, and that's extra labor time, and you're not earning anything for all that time.
So that covers physically how the operation works. Let's talk about the logistics, because some fleets work on a sort of clockwork basis, and they can predict very accurately when and how much fuel they'll need. Other fleets work more sporadically. How can you ensure for your clients that you're going to be there when they need you?
Well, that comes down to scheduling. That's the nuts and bolts of it, is working with the fleet manager, the purchasing manager, to arrange the best, we call it a window, the best window when our truck can be on site to fuel all their equipment. You know, and if all the equipment isn't there, we'll simply come back again and do it later. It takes a little bit of time to work out the right schedule, but it always works out so that the tanks are full in the morning. But I suppose what really helps is the online reporting, where that purchasing manager or even the CFO can see every single fuel transaction and know where every drop of fuel is going.
Yeah, that's a really important angle, the electronic monitoring, logging, and ordering capabilities that you have, because it really does take the guesswork out of it.
Well, what it is, it's quite amazing. It's centralized control of all of your fuel purchases, so that on a web-based system, there's no software. You simply run a report, and it's only two or three clicks. Really, it is. And you can see how much fuel each vehicle has consumed, and if it's too much, you could take a look at why might it be too much. And if it's not enough, you might have an extra piece of equipment that's underutilized.
So in our past conversations, Bill, we've focused on the productivity angle and how much this saves in terms of lost labor time, as you mentioned, the convenience factor, of course, and hopefully the idea that it saves companies money at the same time. But now you're also focusing heavily on the environmental benefits. As you mentioned, you launched that marketing angle on Earth Day, but I'm guessing this is going to be something that you'll promote right around the year.
It is. It's very important. As we attract more clients from different sectors, many of them are asking about a risk management profile. How do we make sure that we aren't damaging the environment? How do we make sure that we aren't harming our employees? And safety is a big part of it. We have a lot of ISO standards that we apply in our training, and Federated Insurance has rated us among the safest in the industry. So the environment, protecting it, and also protecting employees and our client staff contributes a lot to our environmental profile.
Now, all that aside, of course, at the end of the day, the big thing that businesses are concerned about is cost savings. How long is it to typically, Bill, before a fleet manager or a business owner will notice a difference in their fueling costs?
Well, almost immediately. Most fleet managers will have a pretty good idea based on receipts collected or bills paid on how much they spend per month on fuel. But what we typically see is a 20% drop in their estimate of fuel consumption within a month of us starting. And that's represented by the efficiency of having trucks that are full and running all day. So this 20% drop in fuel costs, often they'll have a drop in labor costs that might be overtime. But in some shops, they don't want to reduce the labor, so they increase the runs. And they see a dramatic rise in productivity, similar to having an extra truck or two for every 10 that's already paid for, and you're already paying for the labor. So it's just out there delivering more product.
Pretty impressive figures that you're giving out there. And for more information on the services offered by 4Refuel, the website, quite simply, is www.4refuel.com. That is the number 4refuel.com. A neat little tracking utility that you've got on the website there, Bill, shows how much you've saved in terms of greenhouse gases overall, both this year and in total. And you really are making a significant difference in terms of how much pollution goes into the air. So congratulations on the good work, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Yeah, I hope so too, Greg. One last one. I guess the whole headline here was 100 million kilograms of greenhouse gases not emitted by our clients. That's the big news we had for Greenhouse Day.
That sure does make a big difference. Well, keep up the good work.
Fantastic. Thanks.
The Tuesday Technology Focus continues after the break on Business at Night with Mark Fowley, President and CEO at El Fresco Technologies. This is News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.